Currency rigging and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth. Now, don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Documenting the crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And we are going to be working over the weekend to get the website back up and running. And so just those of you who want to access anything on there, just be patient with us. We unfortunately deal with companies sometimes that don't quite feel like they have to work for those that actually pay the bills. And so apparently FreshRoastedHosting.com started off being a very good company, and for some reason they decided to go bad on us. So I don't, you know, they decided not to to help us very much anymore. So anyway, we're left in the lurch. It's unfortunate, but we will recover. We will not be defeated. Moving along here, at the end of the last hour, we were talking about the United States meddling in the Ukraine, how the this meeting was going on at the State Department. Jen Psaki was being asked about that. And we also played audio from Vladimir Putin at Valdai, where he was talking about how the United States government supports terror, which is something we've been talking about here all along. He also touched upon the Orange Revolution and how this was engineered as well. Listen to what he had to say through his interpreter.
We also see a greater risk of conflicts erupting based on religion, ethnicity, and ideology. Such conflicts form around themselves an environment of lawlessness, where terrorists feel at home, and trivial criminals, drug traffickers, and human traffickers feel at at home in such an environment. Our Western counterparts used to try to exploit those situations by engineering so-called orange revolutions and by trying to court these extremist movements. But now the genie is out of the bottle, and we see that even those proponents of this managed chaos concept, they don't know what to do with the genie anymore.
Here you go, folks. The thing about it is that the world is learning. I think really in many respects the world already knows where these things come from. The people that are slow to the table are the American people who still believe the propaganda outlets that are put before them on a regular basis. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, Jen Psaki was asked about the fact that, you know, because Nancy, the State Department is talking about, you know, giving heavy armor, heavy weaponry to the Ukraine government to fight the alleged Russian-backed separatists, you know, what they call the Russian-backed separatists. And she was asked, doesn't this mean that we're going to be basically fighting the Russians?
If the reports are correct that the administration is giving a new look at whether to provide lethal assistance to the Ukrainian government, and if, as you have said many times from the podium, that the pro-Russian separatists are receiving not merely lethal assistance, but are getting actual help from Russian forces in unmarked uniforms, to provide lethal assistance to one side when the other side is backed by the Russian Federation would seem like you're inevitably getting into a proxy war.
Well, the decision hasn't been made to do that, Arshad. Obviously, there are a range of factors I'm not going to outline through here that senior officials in the administration consider with every component of aid we provide.
But you would agree with the basic thesis that if the Russians are arming one side and you're arming, and you were to choose to arm the other side, that you would have embarked on a proxy war.
I wouldn't agree with that, but we've long said that we believe a political solution and a diplomatic approach is the right approach here, which is what we continue to pursue.
So you can dance around the issue. The point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that we're actually already at war with the Russians.
Oh my goodness, yes.
The war,
well, what have we gone
going
into, Darren, in the last, 6 months? We've gone into Ukraine, we've gone into Poland, we've gone into Lithuania. Are we in Bulgaria?
Well, I you know, it's difficult to keep track.
All exactly.
I know is that, according to Foreign Affairs, the United States has military in over 140 countries around the world. You know, who can keep count with all these conflicts that are engineered, created, and the United States government, particularly the State Department, is meddling in the affairs of countries all over the world. I would love to be able to tell you different, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, this is why we are losing our country.
Yep.
This is why the rest of the world hates us. They don't hate us because of our freedom. In fact, if that were the case, they should love us more than ever before, because we're quickly losing our freedoms under the guise of keeping us safe, under the guise of fighting terrorism. So that's hogwash.
Anyway, the guise of not getting Ebola and not getting measles, and you know, we're eating not only degraded food, we don't know what we're eating. They're privatizing water. They're privatizing health care. They've privatized prisons. I mean, you know, if you're still waving your flag, all I can do is laugh at you at this point.
Now, your made in China flag, because we can't even make U.S. United States government flags in this country anymore. All right, let's go to the phones. If you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Got other information I'll cover as time progresses, but Harvey is in Florida. Harvey, you're up first. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Darren and Nancy. How are you doing today?
Hi there.
Good.
I'd like to thank you both for not being... What was his name? Brian Williams. I have to declare on the air, you're no Brian Williams, either one of you.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
You know, it's amazing, you know, I'm going to get accused of setting up callers here, because this was exactly the next thing I was going to cover after you got off the phone.
I try to time it like that, but...
you did perfect.
You don't pay me to call. My heart reaches out to you guys. You do such a wonderful job, and I'm compelled to call. You know, when you talk about, and you're so succinct and so careful about your presentation, it's really, really terrific. There's several things I'd like to add to what you said. Well, we know you were talking about the cheap Chinese flags.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that are made in America. The missiles and bombs
that
we drop on innocent mothers, fathers, grandfathers, people with wedding parties, those are the last thing America makes. The tanks, the aircraft, the jet aircraft, the drones, and don't forget the nuclear arsenals. So, yes, the people that prepare the nuclear arsenals, they have to supply a fresh batch. And without the Cold War, you know, those old missiles of ours are getting awfully rusty. And they haven't ordered new nuclear missiles in a long time. So this will spur that. And that is the real product of America, is death, weapons, and drugs.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the drug war, you were talking earlier about Mr. Carrier. I use that term loosely. That subversive son of a gun. Is that down? He was in Mexico making that speech of how we brought the, how democratic Mexico is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, several years ago, when they actually elected a different president than the one that's elected for them, the people demonstrated because they knew it was all phony. And, of course, they brought the military in and started shooting the people. So that's the freedom. And don't forget about the thousands of decapitations that America's drug war and our DEA, by their repressive drug laws in America, spread to Mexico. It's
right.
Like a hellhole, like nobody's business. So this guy's in a fantasy land. I'd like to see him walk around Guadalajara without his entourage, without his bulletproof vest, and maybe walk around Mexico City and touch. Just like Obama won't dare walk around Washington, D.C. and just talk to the people like a normal human being.
No, of course not. He's got to have his security detail, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, these guys get in their limos while they're underground.
Okay, hold it right there. Harvey, I'll hold you over the break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Harvey from Florida, and Kenton, West Virginia is up next. And your phone calls are welcome, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You know, your point about the military-industrial complex is very well taken. You know, I kind of feel kind of heartbroken in a way because I feel like I come to this microphone all the time and I trash the country that I love. And it's not so much the country as is the government that's hijacked it. And I think we have to make the distinction here, because the biggest thing that I want the world to know, Harvey, is the fact that the American people, not all of us go along with the things that our government is doing. I want to make that very clear to the entire world, because I do know we do have some international listeners. You know,
I also want to say, you know, it's really important to look at the fact that I actually think most of the American people don't agree to what's going on. I think they're lazy, but I think that they don't agree. But it's really obvious to me when you have people who have to go, you know, underground to get in their limousines, and they have to go up on the rooftops to catch their helicopters, and, you know, then they come on a television program or a news broadcast smiling like everything's absolutely fine. The truth of the matter is they can't show up before the American people anymore.
Yep.
Do you remember?
There's too much wrong. There's too much suffering.
When George Bush used to travel to foreign countries, he used to have to bring his blast-proof walls with him to the hotel. But I agree with you 100%. It's sad to have to speak like this, but this is not our country. The American people are lazy, they're correct, they're ignorant, but they've been fooled, and the propaganda really works. They don't spend trillions a year propagandizing the American people. And that incident with Brian Williams tells you it's not that he lied, that he was in a helicopter. Why is this guy, this boot-licking bastard, in a helicopter with the military when he's supposed to be reporting on the military? So it just tells you that he's bought off and paid for, and these are nothing but shills for the government, just like
the local
reporters take the statements from the police without question, without one bit of query.
So yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know most of these news anchors are members of the Council on Foreign Relations anyway. You know, they're a part of the society, the secret groups that plan world events, and so if it weren't for their cooperation, those that operate in the shadows that plan these wars and other things wouldn't be able to operate freely, you know.
Well, and they will only speak to groups now of hand-picked hand clappers.
You know, he brought up that incident with Brian Williams. I want to come back to it because the New York Times says a host of military veterans and pundits came forward on Thursday on television and social media, challenging Mr. Williams' assertion that he had simply made a mistake when he spoke on several occasions about having been in the United States military helicopter forced down by enemy fire in Iraq in 2003. Some went so far as to call for his resignation. In his apology, Mr. Williams said that he had been on a different helicopter behind the one that had sustained fire. Now, here's the thing that's interesting about this. We know these people are lying scumbags. They wouldn't be in front of the camera if they weren't lying, propagandistic scumbags. Okay? So that's a given. Brian Williams is, Tom Brokaw is, Katie Couric is, all of these people are lying scumbags. Either lying by commission or lying by omission, the fact is they're not telling the truth about our country. They're not telling the truth about the things that are going on. If they were, I wouldn't be here right now, ladies and gentlemen. I would love to not be here right now. I would love to be able to sleep in on Saturday mornings. I would love to be able to go about my life and not have to worry about doing a weekly radio broadcast. I'm here trying to figure out what's really going on and be able to report to you the best I can, working for free, by the way. I don't get paid one red cent for being here, neither does Nancy. So we work for free and actually at a loss because the websites and stuff, there's money involved in funding all of that. Save for a few donations here and there, and I do appreciate that. Thank you very much, those of you who do. But the point is that there's nothing in it for me to be here. Nothing. I do this because I love our country. I do this because I love the truth, and I want the truth out there.
I do this because I want to be a free person.
Yes, absolutely. But these people who are on TV are not, you know, that are paid the big bucks. They're paid the big bucks because they've sold their soul. And what he's talking about here, in the case of Brian Williams, is this guy has openly been lying about what happened to him on a number of occasions. And my question is, I wonder who he pissed off, Nancy. Because this to
me... Yeah, exactly. Somebody's being made an example of...
Yeah, see, because here's the thing. This isn't a new situation. He's been lying about this for a long time. This has been an evolving thing. There have been people who were there at the time that saw what happened in Iraq that tried to call it to the attention of the media, tried to get the story out, and they were snubbed. Okay? So the question is, who did he piss off? This is what his original report went like back in 2003, ladies and gentlemen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to unfold before you just how his story changed over the years. This is Brian Williams' report, the initial report out of Iraq, with Tom Brokaw in the air, still behind the anchor desk. Back in 2003, this is how he said it.
A colleague, Brian Williams, is back in Kuwait City tonight after a close call on the skies over Iraq. Brian, tell us about what you got yourself into.
Radio traffic makes clear this routine mission is running into trouble.
We took fire on the way in. We currently are not under fire. I say again, not under fire, but we look for some type of security. Over.
We quickly make our drop and then turn southwest. Suddenly, without knowing why, we learn we've been ordered to land in the desert. On the ground, we learn the Chinook ahead of us was almost blown out of the sky. That hole was made by a rocket-propelled grenade, or RPG, fired from the ground. It punched cleanly through the skin of the ship, but amazingly, it didn't detonate.
Okay, so that was Brian Williams in 2003. Here's Brian Williams in 2013. Now the story hit, you know, he was hit by ground fire.
We were in some helicopters. What we didn't know was we were north of the invasion. We were the northernmost Americans in Iraq. We were going to drop some bridge portions across the Euphrates so the 3rd Infantry could cross on them. Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
What altitude were you hit at?
We were only at 100 feet doing 100 forward knots because we had these massive pieces of bridge beneath us on slings.
What happens the minute everybody realizes you've been hit?
We figure out how to land safely, and we did. We landed very quickly and hard, and we put down, and we were stuck. Four birds in the middle of the desert, and we were north out ahead of the other Americans.
Okay, so he went from not being hit by fire to being hit by ground fire. Now he's hit with an RPG.
We want to share with you a great moment that took place here in New York last night. The story actually started with a terrible moment a dozen years back during the invasion of Iraq, when the helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG.
So now he's hit by an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, ladies and gentlemen. So the story continues to evolve, and Brian Williams, this guy, if he was Pinocchio, he would be knocking people down in the next county. Anyway, let's take the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. This is Govern America. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be back in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Brian Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the face of your credible mainstream news media, openly admitting that he lied to the American people. And I guess these are the people that you should trust, right? Every night before you go to bed, watching them on TV. I suppose, Nancy, they would never stoop to making up a story, now, would they? I suppose all the stuff
that tells us about. We're the tinfoil hats. We make up stories for a living, right? The living that we don't get paid for.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving along here, let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, you're up next.
Yeah, a couple of things. First thing that's always amused me about this, the hate is for freedom. Of course, you know, you basically scoff at that, and as does everybody else. But you have to put yourself in the mind of George Bush when he says that. Now, when he says freedom, he's talking like freedom to go anywhere in the world and kill and rob and loot and do anything, like, you know, like a prisoner getting out of a jail or a polar bear getting out of his cage. That's freedom. So that's his definition of freedom. So it's their
freedom, not ours.
Yeah, it's their freedom, and he's talking about our freedom. Well, it's him and his little group. And that's who he's not talking to you. And the fact that the masses didn't pick up on that word, and, you know, that's a very slippery word, in other words.
Well, the way I look at it is, you know, they've really defined all the words anyway, because it's kind of like, you know, we're living 1984. You know, George Orwell's supposedly fictional tale of how the world could be, you know. But as I look around me, it's almost like the book was a prophecy, not a fictional work. And one of the things that Orwell talked about was freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and war is peace. Well, what do they say about, you know, we don't have warmongering going around. We've got peacekeepers going around the world. You know, we're waging peace. And ignorance, well, you know, all you have to do is look at the stuff that we talked about here with regard to the educational system and a lot of these common core standards that are going into effect and everything is supposedly making everybody smarter. Well, while the United States is last, next to last, and next to last in international academics, you know, freedom, slavery, you know, what's the difference? You know, they take these terms and they redefine them however they want them to mean.
The thing about 1984 is that, like, I remember when I was a teenager, I used to watch these old westerns. Tim Holt made a lot of these old westerns, and you may remember Tim Holt. But anyway, they were pleasant little westerns, and he was a good-looking cowboy, and there was always a bank robber or a villain or something, and they always got caught. This actually dawned on me back in at that time. I says, well, if I knew that was a lesson, that was meant to be a lesson, more morality play for me, for everybody. And I thought, well, if I got the lesson, I got the message, and if everybody got the message, there wouldn't be any crime. Then I realized that there's other people watching that, and they were watching that and watching the bank robber. And they were getting the bank robber's message. So there's people reading 1984, and we're taking it as a warning. And there's the bad people are reading that as a game plan. And so
Well, you know what?
I think you're right.
And that's so, that is a brilliant observation because, you know, it's one thing when idiots become criminals and bad guys, but when it becomes organized and they start hiring think tanks to do the crimes and to commit the crimes and to plan and orchestrate the crimes, that is when the horrible, horrible, horrible events in human history take place. I mean, this it's just over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That this happens.
Yeah, there's,
I mean, depravity in human beings is a very easy thing to achieve. All human beings have the potential. But when it becomes, you know, to the government level, to the state level, and then when you enrich people to such a degree that the billionaires are flowing in every country, and they're so wealthy that they can literally purchase politicians, there's trouble coming.
Yeah,
it's always happened.
Trouble's already here. You know, Ken, I'll give you the final word there, sir.
Yeah, when I just want to comment. It's a sad reflection. And everybody heard about this guy up there in Michigan that's walked hours and hours to get to his work. And there's a guy who's dedicated to his job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a sad reflection that he can't make enough money to buy himself a old junker. Or, and his boss doesn't appreciate him enough to, you know, give him an extra quarter or something. So I think that's
I hear that the people on the Internet raised $100,000 for that guy.
We ought to name and shame. We ought to find an employer, name and shame the employer, and get his comment about, you know. So that's one idea. I don't.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever named the employer. He's just, you know, he's just a lowly worker in a plastics factory, you know. But he should get a little respect from his employer.
Huge respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Kent, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much. Very germane comments there. Thank you so much. Let's move on here in the interest of time. Harley in Indiana. Harley, you're up next.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up earlier you were talking about the International Longshoremen and Workers Union going on strike. And they're identified in the Un-American Activities, you know, committee years ago as being communist-leaning.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? You know, a lot of unions really have their origin in Marxism anyway. And, I mean, I suppose they have their place in society, although I think they've really shot themselves in the foot, quite honestly, supporting candidates, not telling their memberships the truth about what the candidates are supporting. You know, NAFTA was a bipartisan situation, and that's really went so far to destroy this economy and subsequently the unions themselves that it's very obvious that their goals to destroy America have been thoroughly implemented.
I've been identified on the House Un-American Activities Committee's two things where they interview all this stuff. That they, you know, that part of the union and the purpose of the union is to foment the revolution.
Yeah,
if you look at the history of the quote-unquote guilds, and when they started in Europe, those guilds still have power in what's called the City of London Corporation. And it is, yes, it, and then the when the socialist movement came in, yes, it became the party of the quote-unquote workers. But, you know, once again, we're just simply talking about how people just pervert and they become depraved and they become power hungry. You know, I think that the unions, I think anybody who's been in a union can tell you that they've done some really, really good things for their members as far as making places safe, as far as fair wages.
They
got greedy too.
They've actually been identified by the same committee as being a bulwark against communism. So you got your positive and you got your negative. You got both sides in there that were fighting each other. You know, just like we had the Cold War. You got Khrushchev against us and this kind of nonsense.
Yep.
Well, and they use that whenever it's handy for them.
It's during the McCarthy era.
We're going to attack the communists. Well, now we're embracing them. It's obvious when we've got Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Well, they brought in the communism that McCarthy talked about back in the early 50s.
Yeah, no. I think McCarthy was right.
Well, yes, Roosevelt put them in place, and then after Roosevelt died, they just spread like a cancer throughout American government. Then they got to the United Nations, and from there it was like downhill.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Harley, thank you so much for your contribution there. I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's a clashing. They accomplish what they want to accomplish by using Hegelian clashes, Hegelian arguments. It's dialectics, which are arguments, and it's through these crises that they engineer that they bring about their own predetermined synthesis or solution. In this case, a merging into a fascist, communist dictatorship under totalitarian control, regardless of what you call it. I mean, controlling people is what it really boils down to. Removing every ounce of freedom that you have. Those of you who are on hold, hang with me. I'll go back to the phones on the other side of this break. So please be patient a few more minutes. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Final segment is straight ahead.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast here on Govern America. Nancy Levin is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And we're taking phone calls here for the remaining of the broadcast. One other thing I wanted to say, though, real quick, before we go back to the phones, regarding Brian Williams and his lying. Variety reported that regarding the apology, they say, what makes Williams' admission worse, according to one person familiar with the situation, is that he had been counseled in the past by senior NBC News executives to stop telling the story in public. This advice, the person said, was not heeded. So if what they're saying is true, it sounds to me like NBC News executives were well aware that he was disseminating BS, falsehoods. And in fact, he's still on the air, at least the last I knew. I think they're hoping this whole thing goes away. So the fact that they're allowing this lying scumbag to stay on the air ought to tell all of you folks that the truth is not, does not matter to these people. The only thing they care about are advertising dollars, and that is it. All right, John in Tennessee, I guess John dropped. That's very unfortunate. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're up next.
Hello, Darren, and hi, Nancy. You know, that just reminds me of the all the, when you lie, how it eventually comes back to haunt you. And the network, being aware of that, probably told him, shut up, man, because we're lying. If, you know, eventually somebody's going to find out it's a lie. Shakespeare summed it up, what webs we weave through lies we deceive.
Exactly.
And, you know, regarding these commies and their takeover and how cowardly they are, because they won't admit to our face, hey, we're a bunch of communists, we're here to destroy you and enslave you. No, instead of that, they use these tactics that you're covering so well. But when they are blatant, like Obama, when he said, as president, Mao Zedong set a great example I think we should follow. That's pretty close to his quote. And they're all clapping, everybody's applauding, instead of stringing him right up on the spot.
Hey, starving people is a great leap forward, Michael.
There you go. It is amazing how these Americans today are brain dead. And regarding 1984, that's a takeoff from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It's all in that. That is the real playbook. Mm-hmm. And regarding that governor you guys got, I feel sorry for you, but you got to have sympathy for us because we got Son of Cuomo here. It was just as bad.
This is true.
And, you know, when he talks about, well, we ought to learn from the mistakes in NAFTA and CAFTA. Yeah, how about the fact that Ross Perot was correct when he said a giant sucking sound will occur as soon as you implement that, as all our good jobs in the middle class are sucked right out of this country?
That's
and
exactly
how about
what's
that
happened.
As a mistake?
Yep, that's exactly what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. You know, these guys ought to be swinging from tree limbs. They're lucky I'm not president. And last, real quick, you know, earlier covering the takeover of more land, federal trying to take over control of more land in the states. Now, that that coincides with the timing where recently, about a week ago, the World Bank told all the governments in the world that they're so deep in debt to the World Bank with all the fraudulent loans, debts, just like Obama digging a hole deeper for us here, that they have to start raising the taxes of all, you know, their people to pay off this debt. So when that happens, then they have to then say, well, you can't make the payment, so we're confiscating the land, which is really saying we're confiscating your resources, that the land...
Yeah, exactly. The definition of sustainability is when basically the richest people, the richest corporations, and the billionaires, and their despicable people that they buy, called politicians, have control of all global wealth. They want it all.
That's it.
And this is how they've been doing it the whole century, and now it's catching up to our country. They've done it to all kinds of third world countries, and now they're doing it to us. It's obvious as all could be. And last, I just want to ask the question, what do you call a million politicians and lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. God bless and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your comments,
Michael.
As always. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier, Nancy, about the White House Rural Council. And I think this is something we're going to have to pay attention to, because when we first talked about it, it was just established. Now they're finally starting to come out with some things. And one of the things that they talked about here, Secretary Tom Vilsack, was that the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, and that was unveiled last year, I guess, and Vilsack says that this effort would pioneer a new era of conservation. As of today, the program is doing just that, leveraging an unprecedented $750 million investment in projects to preserve clean land and water and create new jobs across the country. Now, who can be against any of that, huh? Until you realize that clean jobs, clean land, clean water, this means you're not allowed on it, ultimately.
Anyway, right, and you can't have the water.
One of the innovative programs of the 2014 Farm Bill, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, brings a wide variety of new partners together, from private businesses to universities to local and tribal governments to nonprofit organizations and more. These are, once again, public-private partnerships, listeners, to develop their own action plans and to pledge their own resources to the project. Local organizations are in the driver's seat, setting priorities and developing conservation projects that make sense for their community. The response to this approach to conservation projects was overwhelming. Earlier this year, when local partnerships submitted their plans to USDA, they requested more than six times the amount of available funding in the first round. This incredible response is a call to action, and it shows how much need there is for a program like the RCPP, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Anyway, it goes on from there. The point is, the funding is going on in a major way to put the land off limits to human habitation, human use, and the beat goes on. I'm almost hesitant to start a new avenue here because we have so many, we have so few time left. We have, directions again in the Middle East. The FBI's getting ready to collect everyone's DNA. That apparently Congress has just done something. PrivacySOS.org, a website, says in 2011, 1 in 25 Americans was arrested. In a few years, the FBI, if the FBI has its way, the federal government will possess the DNA of all those people and more. Under the radar of most lawmakers and journalists, the Bureau, with private industry and Congress's help, is pushing the most massive expansion of biometric state surveillance since the invention of the fingerprint. Late last year, the FBI cut the ribbon on its $1 billion biometrics database called Next Generation Identification. Since NGI's official launch, state and local law enforcement officials have been encouraged to submit face prints, fingerprints, retina scans, photos of tattoos and scars, and DNA collected from people nationwide to the FBI's central database. Those states and local officials can also search against the FBI's biometric store if they want to identify someone. With NGI in full operation, the scary future of Minority Report infamy takes a giant leap forward into the world of nonfiction. Anyway, that goes on from there. Biometric databases, I guess if you have nothing to hide, why should you worry about it, huh? You have nothing to hide, except for when you're in a hotel room, and then after you leave the hotel room, you happen to leave some of your DNA behind in the room, like a hair falls out, and then suddenly in that hotel room there's a murder that takes place, and the authorities find your hair, trace it back to the biometric database, and suddenly you're a suspect. guess you have nothing to hide, huh? There's nothing to worry about, huh? In the meantime, we see a U.S. fighting terror groups with fictional leaders. This is New Eastern Outlook. It says U.S. claims to be waging war against the Islamic State, whose various al-Baghdadi leaders do not exist. In 2007, the New York Times revealed the long-vilified Islamic State leader Abdullah Rashid al-Baghdadi did not exist, and that the creator